This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A panel of experts commissioned by the World Health Organization has criticized China and other countries for not moving to stem the initial outbreak of the coronavirus earlier and questioned whether the UN Health Agency should have labeled it a pandemic sooner. Although the panel concluded that many countries took minimal action to prevent the spread of COVID-19 internally and internationally, it did not name specific countries. It also declined to call out WHO for its failure to more sharply criticize countries for their missteps instead of lauding countries for their response efforts. The pandemic has killed at least 2 million people worldwide so far. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization chief says it's not right that younger, healthier adults in wealthier countries get vaccinated against COVID-19 before older people in poorer countries. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus kicked off the WHO's week-long executive board meeting by lamenting that one poor country got only 25 vaccine doses, while more than 39 million doses have been made in nearly 50 richer nations. He says that the world is on the brink of a moral catastrophic failure in assuring access to vaccines. The WHO chief also raised the issues of the profits that drug makers can make in richer countries. Coronavirus deaths continue to rise in nearly two-thirds of American states as a winter surge pushes the overall toll toward 400,000 amid warnings that a new highly contagious variant is taking hold. As Americans observed a national holiday Monday, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo pleaded with federal authorities to curtail travel from countries where new variants are spreading. The U.S. government has already curbed travel from some of the places where the new variants are spreading. This is VOA News. The U.S. Capitol complex temporarily locked down during a rehearsal for President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration after a fire in a homeless encampment roughly a mile away sent a plume of smoke into the air and caused security concerns. But law enforcement officials say there were no threats to the public and that Monday's fire was not believed to be a threat to the inauguration. Local firefighters put out the blaze quickly. Meanwhile, the Secret Service has issued a bulletin about what it sees as an uptick in National Guard troops in Washington, posting pictures and details of their operations online. It's urging them to stop it immediately. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny is demanding free access of media to the court hearing, which he called the highest degree of lawlessness, and lashed out at President Vladimir Putin, accusing him of throwing the criminal code out the window in fear. Navalny was detained at the Moscow airport on Sunday after flying home for the first time since he was poisoned last summer. Later, a Russian judge ruled that Navalny should be held in custody for 30 days. The International Energy Agency says oil and gas companies are not doing enough to reduce the release of methane. It's a potent source of planet heating emissions. A report published Monday by the Paris-based organization found the estimated 10% drop in methane emissions from oil and gas companies last year was largely due to lower production amid a global decline in demand due to the pandemic downturn. It warned that the amount of methane released into the atmosphere as part of the production process for fossil fuels could rebound again as economies recover. The agency called on countries and companies to do more to plug those leaks. The premier of Canada's oil-rich province of Alberta wants U.S. President-elect Joe Biden to give the Canadian government a chance to make the case for the Keystone XL oil sands pipeline to be built. Alberta Premier Jason Kenney says he will seek legal damages if reports are true that Biden plans to scrap the pipeline on his first day as U.S. president. Biden's plan is outlined in transition documents seen by Canadian media outlets. Israel's education minister says he is banning groups that call Israel an apartheid state from lecturing at schools. The move targets the country's leading human rights group after it began describing both Israel and its control of the Palestinian territories as a single apartheid system. The explosive term is rejected by Israel's leaders and many ordinary Israelis. Yoav Gallant announced the measure on Twitter late Sunday. More at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.